DOD's 2014 budget included provisions that would raise retiree health care fees on a sliding scale that's determined by the size of a retiree's annuity. That's a modified version of a proposal Congress shot down just a year ago. Speaking to reporters last week, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said it's one of the steps DOD has to take to bring its growing personnel spending under control.
The current fiscal environment has demanded that we take another look at these costs, which represent $170.2 billion, or roughly one-third of the fiscal year 2014 budget request. The department is also seeking additional changes to the TRICARE program in the FY 2014 budget to bring the beneficiary's cost share closer to the levels envisioned when the program was first implemented. These changes, which have the strong support of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, save about $1.4 billion in FY 2014 and a total of $12.8 billion over the next 5 years.
Also included in those savings figures is a pared-back military pay increase. Uniformed troops would get a 1% raise next year rather than the 1.8% that would be needed to keep up with projected private sector wage inflation. But a coalition of military groups told Congress this week that that raise is far too small and those fees for retirees in the TRICARE health insurance system are far too large. Right now, retirees pay $539 per year for family coverage. Those fees next year would range from $548 to $900 a year, depending on the size of a retiree's pension check. DOD argues those fee increases are modest, but Steve Strobridge, the director of government relations at the Military Officers Association of America, says retirees have already paid their health care premiums by serving at least 20 years in uniform.
That's why assertions that military retirees pay far less for health care than civilians do are so aggravating to the military community. When someone gives me that argument, I ask, if the military deal is so great, are you willing to pay what they did to earn it? Would you sign up to spend the next 20 years being deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever the next fight is? That's when people realize military people already pay far steeper premiums for health coverage than any civilian. Most of it is paid in kind, not in cash.
That same argument proved persuasive last year on Capitol Hill when Congress rejected a similar proposal to rein in health care costs. But with sequestration having taken effect and with 9 more years of budget caps in place, Hagel told the Senate this week that things are different now.
In many cases, modest reforms to personnel and benefits, along with efforts to reduce infrastructure and restructure acquisition programs, met fierce political resistance and were not implemented. We are now in a completely different fiscal environment, dealing with new realities that will force us to more fully confront these tough and painful choices. And to make the reforms, we need to put this department on a path to sustain or maintain our military strength for the 21st century.
The Pentagon says that even though retirees' health fees would go up, the share of the overall health care tab those beneficiaries pay would still be far lower than it was in 1996 when TRICARE was first created. The department says the cost of providing health care since then has doubled or tripled, but the fees paid by retirees have only increased 40%. But Strobridge says there's a very clear reason for that. Until recently, DOD never asked for annual increases.
One of the big problems here is that the Department of Defense did go a long time without exercising authority it had to do any fee increases.
Mm-hmm.
What that meant, what that told beneficiaries each year, was that we don't think fees are appropriate. Any increases are appropriate. And when you do that for a decade at a time, people kind of get the impression that it's not appropriate. Then you get a new Secretary of Defense, and we got a new budget problem, and he says, let's quadruple the fees.
Right.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what we've been after is trying to put principles in law.
Mm-hmm.
What are the fees? What's the reason for the fees? What is the adjustment methodology?
And from the perspective of military retirees, Strobridge says, means testing is an inappropriate adjustment methodology. He says it would discriminate against military members since there's not a similar sliding scale for federal civilian retirees.
Under that perverse system, the longer and more successfully you serve, the worse your benefits are.
Strobridge testified before the Senate Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee as a member of the Military Coalition, an alliance of several organizations that represent military members and retirees. Another member, Kathleen Mochler of the National Military Family Association, says sequestration could reduce access to care among currently serving military members. She says her group also worries about which support programs will be cut or scaled back.
DOD civilian furloughs will affect military families. Some are military spouses,
So while military pay is not affected, for which we are grateful, the overall income of some military families will be impacted. Furloughs and hiring freezes could force family service centers to adjust hours. Smaller staffs will result in longer waits for families needing counseling, financial advice, new parent support, survivor outreach, and victim advocates. DOD insists they will work to provide school children with a full year of quality education and ensure each school maintains its accreditation. We're pleased DOD announced late last week there would be no school-level furloughs at the end of the current school year, but we know communities are concerned about the beginning of the next school year.
After a full week of testimony before congressional committees, Bob Hale, the DOD comptroller, says he thinks it's probable that sequestration will remain in place for at least the remainder of 2013. As for the cost-saving proposals Congress has rejected before and that DOD is now reintroducing, including TRICARE fees and base closures, he says the reception so far has been a bit icy.
Congress has actually approved a number of the TRICARE initiatives, and I have to give them credit. I don't think they were real pleased to see another set, but I felt that wasn't quite as frosty, perhaps, a reception as I... But it's going to get harder for them because the budgets are getting tighter. We're tightening our budget significantly.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.